Morning, everybody. Boker or Boker Mevorach. Parashat Balak. Balak. One of the very interesting points, when we look not only here, through all Sefer Bereishit, we see a lot of Gentiles, a lot of Goyim. Parashat Balak. We see a lot. No, we didn't start yet to look in the parasha, but we're just, first of all, talking about a very interesting point that we see, let's say, I think, one of the peaks in our parasha. Somebody who believes in God, but still goes against God. And if we think that we've got, like, we are the sole agents of God, and there is nobody else that knows God.
You're stupid.
So I must say that there are a lot of people around the world that believe in God. Some of them do it in a very strange way. Some of them even getting closer to our idea. But to believe in God, it's not only us. And nevertheless, in our parasha, we find out that there is somebody that he says on himself, Yodea Da'at Elyon. He knows the idea of God. He knows what God thinks or wants. And this guy is a Rasha Merusha, an evil guy. And it gets to a point that he says, Tamot Nafshi Mot Yesharim V'tehi Achariti Kamor. I want to die like Am Israel, like those straight people. And he is the most crooked guy in the world. And it's puzzling us. How can it be that somebody that God speaks to him is behaving in a way like this? Knowing that God doesn't want this behavior. Because if he knows God, God talks with him. So what's going on? So the first interesting idea is, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam She'Hakol Ni'a Bidvaro.
Amen.
That when we read what is really happening, it is also not so simple. It looks like Bilam is a tzaddik. He does exactly what God wants him to do. Vayar Balak ben Zippor et kol asher asa Hashem la'amori, the first chapter of Balak. And we see that there is a king, Balak ben Zippor, and he wants Bilam to curse Am Israel. So he sends messenger to Bilam. I want you to curse Am Israel. They're sitting in front of me. They want to come against me. I want you to deal with them. And I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed. And listen what Bilam is saying. In Pasuk Chet, Vayomer Alehem, to the messenger, is telling them, Linu po alayla, stay here with me tonight, Ve'ashivoti etchem davar, and I will give you an answer in the morning, Kasher idaber Hashem elai, whatever God is going to tell me, that's what I'm going to do. Now, why sleep here? Because only Moshe Rabbeinu could got the prophecy in the middle of the day, wherever he wanted. The Goyim, especially the prophets of the Goyim and other normal prophets, they used to have to go to sleep, and then God will reveal himself to them and give them the prophecy. And the same way with Bilam. Bilam, if he wants to talk with God, he has to go through the night, and in the night, God is going to talk with him.
Are you saying it's a dream?
Yeah, it's not a dream, but it comes as a dream. Because that's what they say, but the Chazal say that the dream is one of 60 of a prophecy. A dream. That's why if people dream a bad dream, they fast. Because maybe the dream is saying something, but I must to put it on the table. Most of the dreams are nothing. We're not at the levels of the generations before us, and what we dream normally is something we went through through the day, or something we want, and that's what we dream normally. But if you see a dream, or a strange dream, that comes again and again and again, then God's trying to tell you something. Now, prophecy also comes in the same way. Like, you go to sleep, and God talks with you while you sleep. And the prophet knows that God is talking with him. There's no doubt about it. Now, instead of Bilam to give an answer, he needs to go to sleep. So, okay, I want you also to stay here. Vayavo Elokim el Bilam, and God comes to Bilam. He said, who are those people that are sleeping now here? Vayom Bilam el Elokim, and like his whole discussion, this Bilam Arasha is talking with God. It says, you see those people, Balak sent them to me in order to do this and that, to curse the Am Yisrael. What is God telling him? Vayomer Elokim el Bilam, lo telech ilahim ahem. You should not go with them. And you not should not kill the curse the people. Ki baruchu, because they are blessed. Vayakom Bilam baboken, Bilam wakes up in the morning. Vayomer el sari balak, lechu el artzachem, go back to your country. Ki me'en Hashem letiti la'alochim ahem. God doesn't let me to go with you. Okay, let's go on. And we see that we're really talking about a tzaddik. He talks with God. He listens to God. What's wrong? Okay. So then they go back. And Balak is insisting to have Bilam coming to him to curse the Am Yisrael. So he thinks maybe the messengers I sent are at a very low level. I sent a few, low ministers. I have to send the top people. So now he's sending a whole big crowd of very important people to do a lot of kavod to Bilam. Okay. As it's written, Vayosef od Balak shloach sarim rabim venichbadim me'ele. Okay. Vayavo with Bilam. The same story. Why didn't you come with me? To the people, I'm going to give you a lot of honor, a lot of money, you're going to get a lot of things from me. Vayan Bilam Vayomer. Now, God talked with you yesterday. What did he tell you? Don't go. Now, what should you do tell the people? I'm sorry, God told me not to go. But Bilam, he says, he's such a tzaddik, he says, you know what? You want me so much, I'll ask God again. Okay. And then he tells something unbelievable. If Balak is going to give me melo beito kesef ezahav, his whole palace full with diamonds and gold and silver, lo uchal la'avor et pi Hashem, I cannot go against God to do small things or big things. Vata shuvuna bazeh, you know what? Okay, sit now here this night again, and I will know God is going to talk with me tonight. What is he going to tell me? Maybe he changed his mind. Okay. They go to sleep. And God reveals himself to Bilam again. And he tells him, Vayomer lo, im likro lecha ba'u anashim, kum lechitam. If they came for you, lecha, go with them. But, et hadavar asher adaber elecha oto ta'ase, what I will tell you to say, that's what you're going to say. Vayakom Bilam baboker, he's happy, and he goes with them. Now I'm asking you a question. What's going on here? One day he tells him, don't go with them. The next day he tells them, go with them. What is this, a game?
No, but God tells him, you do what I tell you.
Yeah, but if he told him yesterday,
yeah,
don't go,
said,
why is he letting him to go now?
Because I know the rest of the story.
We all know the rest of the story, but we want to understand why. What is this game? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says a very interesting thing. Now, let's understand what's going on. This famous king is sending messenger to Bilam, which everybody knows he's got a lot of powers. Now, if God doesn't let him to go, what does it mean? That God is afraid that if he would go, he could arm or do something against the will of God. Because otherwise, God would tell him, go! I don't care. I've got the power, not you. But God wants everybody to understand that from one side, the Rashi says it, shalshelet akelev beyad ba'alav. You know, when you walk in the street with a dog,
yeah,
he's on a chain.
Yeah.
He wants everybody to know that God is holding the chain of the dog, which we call in this case
Bilam.
So first of all, he tells him, you cannot go. And he doesn't go. But now we have the other problem. If he doesn't go, so people would think that he's got so much power that God is afraid of his power, so that's why he's not letting him go. So that's why the next day he tells him, now go. But if you think you're going to say whatever you want to say, you're going to say exactly what I want you to say. So in this way, we have the solution for the problem. From what everybody understand now, that who is holding the chain? God. And he is not afraid of Bilam, because you see, the first day he told him, you don't go. The second day he tells him, go. And then we will also see that who is controlling everything? God. But God also warns him. It's very interesting because, you know, at the end of the day, this guy is a prophet of God. So God tells him, if they came for you, lecha. And always in the Bible, when it's written, lecha is letovatcha. Is for your own favor. The same way it's written to Avraham Avinu, lech lecha. You will go for your own favor because I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you the father of a lot of nations. So here also, he's telling, im likro lecha ba'o anashim. Check, you have powers. I gave you powers. Check with your powers if this is for your own benefit. Or chas v'shalom. And what happened then? But this guy is so enthusiastic to curse Am Israel that he doesn't even check. He goes because what he wants is to curse Am Israel. And we all know it. It's a part of our history. Look at all those terrorists killing themselves. Aikar, they're going to kill a few Jews. They don't care if they're going to be killed also. This guy doesn't think. He goes. Okay. So we see Bilam at the surface. It looks like, you know, really, can you now blame him on something? No. He's doing exactly what God wants him to do. So what is the problem with Bilam? Why do we call him Bilam Arasha? Because when you go through the parsha, you will see again and again and again that he's doing exactly what God is telling him to do. Not only this, one of the most famous blessings that we use daily is Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenotecha Israel. You know whose blessing this is? Bilam Arasha. And Sheikh Knesset Agdola, our sages wanted to put it in the tefillah. But it was so long that they didn't want to make Tircha de Tzibura. They want the people, you know, we all know today there would be even Tircha de Tzibura. They wouldn't even think about it. Why? And maybe in old times you used to daven Shachrit for half an hour, 40 minutes. Today you have some minyan for 15 minutes, they finish Shachrit. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. It's amazing. It's like, you know, we had a guy teaching us the Dafayomi, and he replaced a rabbi that was doing it normally. And he was in a rush, so he finished the Dafayomi. And after the Dafayomi, there was a halacha. There was one that you learn the Dafayomi, then you learn a halacha. So he was in a rush and he forgot, oh, I have to do the. So what is he doing? He comes back like this, opens the halacha. Oh, you should do this. Oh, we know this. Okay. And this. Oh, we also know this. Okay, bye bye. So I said, now I understand how they daven. They look, Ashrei, oh, we know Ashrei. What's the problem? Go on. Aleinu, we know Aleinu. Oh, go on. So that's also an idea, you know, to looking at things. But that's not what we want. We want to go into the tefillah and to daven properly. So here, we see that our sages wanted even to put his blessing in the tefillah. So this is a tzaddik or a rasha?
A rasha, because you need it with intention.
How do we know? How do we know? Really, I'm asking you a question. Think about it for a minute. How do we know that at the end of the day, this guy is not only a rasha, he's a hypocrite. He's playing a game. He is not saying what he thinks, and he doesn't think what he says. How do we know? I'll ask you. I'll come. Parents of a child that I know, I says, do you mind if I kill your son? Do you mind I hit him severely? What would you say? Is this a normal guy? Is this a normal question?
No.
If our parents would say, yeah, I would kill you.
If you kill Jews? I'm saying, is a normal parent going to let somebody to harm his child?
No.
Okay. We are the children of God. Bilam knows it? Of course. He says, Yodea Da'at Elyon. He knows God. So what are you asking God? You're asking God to curse his children? What, you crazy or something? On the spot, we understand this guy is not a tzaddik. Not at all. Nevertheless, he's worse than a Rasha. Because he is a hypocrite. You know, he goes, and the Gemara explains to us that even the blessing that he was blessing, inside, he put curses. He tried to play the game. He thought, you know, sometimes people think they have the power and somebody are so involved in their desires that they don't see the right picture. He thought he can play games with God. So he even works on himself. I saw in a beautiful expression of Or HaChaim HaKadosh, a beautiful explanation. He says, it's very interesting to look and see that the other figure in our parsha, Balak, which the parsha, by the way, is called Balak and not Bilam. You have to understand, it's not just because the Torah decided Balak. Because I would call the parsha, if I know the story, Bilam, not Balak. But this means that Balak is also a very important figure here. They say that Balak was even a bigger sorceress than Bilam. But Bilam had a certain power. He had the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Balak is seeing that Bilam is coming to curse. What is he doing? The first time, blessing. The second time, blessing. I'm asking you, what should Balak do?
Throw him out.
What, you're crazy? I brought you to curse Am Yisrael and you're blessing them. And what blessing you're blessing them? Unbelievable. So what's going on here? Is Balak stupid? You see, Balak knew Bilam. And Bilam, what he was really trying to do is, you know, sometimes we convince ourselves that we're doing something right, but inside we really want to do something bad. So we try to turn our mind in a way that makes the bad thing that we want to do good. That's what Bilam is doing. Bilam is doing, I'm going to try to muddle up Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because I will think positive that I want to bless what God wants me to do, but really inside I want to curse. But this is God, you know, not playing games with the human being. But that's the idea that sometimes we try to do and we don't realize that we cannot play a game with God. Drums are, you think to yourself, how many times in life we try to make right something that is wrong? Or because we want this, so we convince ourselves, yes, you know, we can hear and there, and we can do it. This is being Bilam HaRasha. That's the idea of Bilam HaRasha. Bilam HaRasha is a hypocrite. And he convinces himself that he is a tzaddik. To the point that he says an unbelievable thing. He is blessing Am Yisrael. And look what he says. And this, by the way, is saying in the beginning already. Mi mana afar Yaakov, who can count the dust of Yaakov, like we are like sand, we cannot even count us. Et rova Israel tamot nafshi mot yesharim utehi achariti kamor. I want to die like them. At my end is going to be like them. You know what he wants? He wants Olam Haba. This guy wants Olam Haba. Says the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal, to live as a Jew, he doesn't want. But to die as a Jew, that he wants. In other words, you have to understand, it's not a game. If you want to get to Olam Haba, you have to do it in the way of God. You cannot do all the evil things in life and tell to yourself, you know, okay, when it will come my day, I want to be like the Jews. I want to be like this Kadosh. I want to be like this Tzaddik. Doesn't work. And by the way, this Korach we're talking about and the Balak we're talking about, they're all powers inside us. The Torah is not storytelling. The Torah is life. The Torah is the way we should live. That's what it's teaching us. And when we talk about Balak and Bilam, those are the powers we have inside of us. Inside of us also a Bilam and a Balak, that they want to do things against the will of God and even try and make it in a holy way. Look what they are doing, this. This guy Balak. You know how many sacrifices he brought for God? To God? 3 times 7 how you say Mizbeach? 7 altars. 7 altars. 3 times. 7 cows. 7. You see the list. And who is he giving those sacrifices to? To God. What does he want from God? To curse Am Yisrael. This is unbelievable. Now, we have to understand. And really understand what happened the third time. Then Balak realizes that those are blessings. They are not curses. And Bilam cannot and will not curse Am Yisrael. Because whatever he tries doesn't work. So as we say, the first time and the second time he thought that Bilam Arasha is playing this game he knows to play in order to make God not understand what he really wants. And then the curse will come. You know, but first time, no curse. Second time, no curse. The third time, a beautiful blessing again. He says, okay, do me a favor. Before I kill you, get lost. Unbelievable. To understand and see how somebody can be so crooked, so evil, and think that he is all right, that he is a tzaddik. In other words, we have to check ourselves here and there and see, are we doing the right thing? Maybe we are sometimes doing what Bilam is doing and also bringing sacrifices like Balak, like we are the righteous people in the world. There is a story in our parsha which is also very interesting. The donkey opens its mouth. Why do we need this? God told him, as we say, you can go with them. And what's happening the next time? He goes, and then his donkey, 3 times, stops. And then an angel reveals himself to Bilam. And Bilam is asking very innocently, what, you don't want me to go? And you know, it looks very innocently because God told him to go. So what's the problem? Why is he trying to stop him? We have to understand it. The thing is, and that's, I think, the basic thing of everything. בדרך שאדם רוצה לילך מוליכים אותו. In the way that you want to go, you're going to be led. And it will get to a point which you cannot change it anymore. Which we call the point of no return. This point, that's it. And this is exactly what we learn from Bilam. God is telling him to go, but God explained to him, it's not good for you. And I'm going to try to convince you that maybe you think again and change your ways and go back. So the first time, the donkey is stopping in the middle of a field. Why is it stopping? Because the donkey sees an angel, but Bilam doesn't see it. So he hits the donkey. Then the donkey gets up, The second time the angel stops the donkey is when there is a fence from the right side or from the left side, and it's getting narrow. Again, Balaam doesn't see the angel. The donkey sees the angel. And the donkey stops, he hits the donkey. The donkey goes on. The third time, you cannot move. Not right and not left. It's very narrow the way, and the angel is there. And he gets down and hurts the leg of Balaam. And he hits the donkey, and then the angel reveals himself to Balaam. Nevertheless, the donkey, it's opening his mouth. Why do you hit me? Now, you would think, if your donkey will start to talk to you, you will get to a panic. Is Balaam getting to a panic? He's answering to the donkey. They're having conversation. He and the donkey are having conversation. This is unbelievable. This guy is talking with the donkey. Imagine yourself, you think, you know, we see sometimes people talking to the dog, good doggy, good doggy. But I never said the dog answering. And this guy is having a whole conversation with a donkey. So we want to understand, why a donkey? Why is it it's opening its mouth? And why is he having a discussion? Because this is a donkey, don't answer him. And why doesn't he see the angel? And why is it three times? If you remember, there is a famous story with David HaMelech. The story is that David HaMelech sins with Bathsheba. And we're not going to go to this discussion because the Gemara says he didn't sin, but we're not going to go into it. So he's telling him a story. There was this guy, a very rich guy, and a visitor came to him. And he had a poor guy. They had one lamb. And the rich guy took the lamb from the poor guy, slaughtered it, and gave it to it to the visitor that came. There is an interesting thing. The visitor is written three times in different names. The first time is like somebody who goes around. Elech. Olech. Like is somebody who goes around the street. The second time, he is a oreach. He's a visitor. A guest. And the third time, he is the man. This is the way Yetzer Hara works. In the beginning, he's going around there. You can throw him very easily. He said, don't go in my house. I don't want you here. But sometimes we let him in. When we let him in, he is already a guest. And a guest, you give him cover. You honor him. And when you do this, and you don't throw him out of your house, what he becomes? A ish. He is the balabait now. He owns you. That's exactly the story with the donkey. The first time, God is telling him, you have the whole field. You can go back. You're not in the way already. You're just on the way, and there is a way back. Balaam doesn't listen. He wants to curse Am Yisrael. He goes on. Then there is a fence here, a fence there. He is already harder. He is the guest now. So God tells him, again, you know, you have a chance. You can still go back. Doesn't go back. Then there is no way back. And the angel then reveals himself and tells him, why did you hit your donkey three times? So the three times are the way that the Yetzer Hara works. The beginning, it's very easy to turn him off. Then it's getting harder. But then, if you didn't take the second chance, the third chance, that's it. And the angel tells him, now you cannot go back. Now you go. And you say exactly what I want you to say, but you're doomed already. You finished your job. What is a donkey? A donkey is, in Hebrew, chamor. Chamor is chomer, chomriut. In other words, it's the physical side, the materialistic side of life. When you are being led by all the enjoyment of the physical life, of the materialistic life, you have to be very careful. You have to know the difference between good and evil. And sometimes when you're so deep in it, to satisfy your desires, you can, chas v'shalom, get to the point of no return. And this is a big lesson for us today to learn. This Balaam talks with God. In other words, nobody is covered. Everybody can fall in the hands of Yetzer Hara. Balaam HaRasha, Why is he such a Rasha, talking to God? Because whatever motivates Bilam is only the part of the body, not the soul. He's got a big soul, but he doesn't let her influence him. The body, the desires, the lust, that's what's motivating him. And this donkey is showing us that he got to a level of an animal. He is talking with an animal. You know, he's a laughter of everybody. Believe, but what do you think people will see? Now, why did he answer to the donkey? Because, you know, there is a very interesting point here. You can deal with a human being. A human being can lie, can tell stories, but the animal? Animal works on instinct. So if the animal says things, and she said a few things that I don't want to go into it, what he was doing with this donkey. And those things, if the donkey says, it's true. In other words, you cannot argue with a donkey. You cannot argue with an animal, because the animal doesn't lie. An animal tells exactly what her instincts tell it to do. So this is exactly the story. And to put it in a few words, as we say, בדרך שהאדם רוצה ללך, מוליכים אותו. The way you want to go, God is leading you. But He's giving you chances all the time. As we saw the discussion with Bilam in the beginning, don't go, do go, the donkey, everything leads us to the knowledge that God is with us all the time. And sometimes we feel that we want to do something and there's obstacle. This obstacle is from God. God tries to tell you something. So we better listen and look. Are we on the right way? Because sometimes the obstacle is also for the good side. Because the evil wants to disturb us when we do good. So that's why we have the neshama. That's why we have our brain. That's what makes the difference between us and the donkey, between us and the animals. And I could only bless us that we will know to do the right way and go in the right way. And then, doesn't matter who we are and when we are, God is going to help us to get to where we want to go. To be connected to God, to be connected to society, to be connected to Am Yisrael, and to Geulah Shlema B'Mehra B'Yameinu Amen.